Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Right now, Mr. Vibbs is combing the internet. And Vibbs, what have you found out
there? Right. So I have a news story. There on Twitter, there was a Maryland school corporation, and there's inclement weather in Maryland. So a student tweeted at the school corporation, "Close school Tamaro, please." He spelled tomorrow, T-A-M-M-A-R-O-W.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So the school corporation tweeted back, "But then how would you learn how to spell tomorrow?"
Good, yes.
Unfortunately, the administrator that tweeted that got fired.
No!
Are you kidding?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What, they claim like internet bullying or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, but the kid even tweeted, "I didn't take it personally, I thought it was funny."
Oh my gosh.
Awful.
The person got fired?
Yeah, and I was trying to figure out how old the kid was, so I've just been like creeping on his Twitter.
Yeah.
13 is what I've decided. He's about 13 years old.
All right. Twitter is like anything else. It's great power, but with a great responsibility. It's Spider-Man. You got to think of that.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher,
you got to be careful what you do.
Any teacher that's on social media, I think, is taking a huge risk, unfortunately.
That was an administrator, not a teacher.
I mean, any school person. Yeah,
right.
That person, I hope they get a good lawyer, and they should sue the school corporation for millions of dollars and get the guy reinstated and give him a big check. Then they should take the kid and give him some spelling lessons.
It's ridiculous.
Should have quit while I was ahead on that story. Sorry.
No.
It's very interesting. I love that story.
Couldn't have got more negative. So here's another one from Cat Damon.
What is it?
Cat Damon.
Cat Damon.
Like Matt Damon, but with a C or a K?
C. Like cat.
With two T's or
cat.
One?
One T. One T, everybody. You guys should give the kid in the last story spelling lessons. I feel like you guys...
Well, no, if it's a play on words like Matt Damon, go ahead.
Okay. Tom, I see what you go through every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for you.
Thank you.
How is that my fault?
Just move on. Let's get back to it.
Yes.
Fight.
Sorry. The one person I shouldn't have sided with. So drunken Captain America shows up to the Avengers.
This is the tweet. Go ahead, Kat.
Okay. I already got Chick on board. Drunken Captain America shows up to the Avengers meeting with a trash can lid. I lost my shield.
That's it? Oh, I love it. I love it.
Nice. Thank you, Cat Damon.
I lost my shield.
This one is from at Bassoon Jokes. World War I was created as a prequel to World War II following the wild success of the Star Wars prequels.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World War funny.
World War funny.
Hilarious.
Rob, this is from at Rob Fee. When God closes a door, he opens a window. Our heating bill is outrageous. And six raccoons got in last night. Please, God, this has to stop.
That's great.
Have you seen that commercial where the couple's laying on the beach and she looks at him lovingly and he goes, did you lock the car before we left at the parking garage? He goes, yeah, sure. And he reaches down on his phone and locks the car with his smartphone app. And then something about...
Did you close the window?
Did you close the windows?
And the apartment's full of birds.
And yeah, the pigeons are flying out through their apartment.
Oh, God, that's the best. That is great. Once again, we're talking with Jeff Vibbert from our staff now. Vibs, are you 26 or 27?
26 and a half.
Okay. Okay, sorry. I thought you were 27. So 26-year-old.
I said 26 and a half. Why don't you believe me?
Because I thought there was some issue with
I've got a question. And you need to answer one question for me, honestly. How stupid do you think I am?
How much time do we have?
I'm just saying, if that's your real
No, it's
real
not a matter
answer.
Of being stupid. It's a matter of being ignorant. I am ignorant of Vib's age. I thought he was 27 because there was some technical issue involved him being 26 no more that apparently has gone
26 what? No more. That's the name of his new album.
What
Did
would
you
be
know
a,
that?
The technical issue.
Yeah, the health insurance thing. You can't be.
Oh, okay.
See,
yeah, but he's 26 and a half, so technically he can't.
He's out.
Tell it to HR, okay?
I got one more tweet if you guys want to hear a funny tweet.
I just suffer through the regulations.
Captain
I'm sorry.
America shows
is up drunk at a meeting.
Where's trash can lid? Okay, sir.
All right, this is from Chick's favorite, at the Cat Whisperer.
I love this guy.
Cargo shorts are like an advent calendar you can wear.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Brilliant.
That's nice. That's not a clown car. Those are shorts.
Cargo shorts say, you go ahead and make friends. I'll carry an orange and a jar of mayonnaise for you. You go right ahead.
By the way,
who needs to carry so much stuff?
Cargo shorts are out, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the big cargo shorts wearer is right in the building here. It's Josh now. He took over my...
I love cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts and cargo pants.
Yeah, I have like 40 of them you can have.
Not at all, no.
You just like the look?
Then why do you wear them?
Because I don't like straight nothing shorts. They look dumb.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.